Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Story Time with G Money. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm welcoming you to listen to the activities that I'm talking about. I am G Money, the Entertainment Promoter of the Year. So, welcome to my show today. Today is Monday, the 24th of August, and this is the first day of the week. So sit back, relax, put your feet up, put your head back, lock your chairs, and enjoy the show, because I got an interesting show lined up for you today, for sure. So the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, we're in the desert, and it's summertime, and it's hot. It's 107 degrees today, and it's hot. The sun is shining, the sky is blue, and it's hot. Oh, yes, it's very hot in Las Vegas. This would be the perfect time to come for a summer vacation in Las Vegas, except for we have the virus here, and the virus has interrupted all live entertainment, and we've interfered with a lot of the outdoor activities because our governor wants everybody to stay in the house, and if you go outside, you have to wear a mask, and you have to have 6 feet of social distance between yourselves. So that's the requirement put down by the governor here. And even though the president hasn't put down stipulations, it should be reinforced all over the country that you should stay inside. And if you have to go outside, you wear a mask. And you should wash your hands all day long to keep from spreading the germs on your face. So wash your hands and maintain 6 feet of social distance when you're around other people, and try not to be in crowds of 10 or more people, because if somebody sneezes on you, that's the way the virus spreads. So wear your mask, and that way the sneezing won't get through your mask. And with that, we can go into today's show. I got an interesting show for you lined up, and I have a guest in the studio. I have my friend G Money, the Pimp Comic, is in the studio with us, and he's going to tell you a joke or two. I think he has one.
Yep, that's right. I got a joke.
All right, G Money. Well, I'm turning my audience over to you. So, G Money, the Pimp Comic. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for G Money.
Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is a great place to entertain. Unfortunately, we're not performing live on the strip anymore because the virus has shut down all the casinos, so there's no live entertainment going on in the casinos at all. So I'm in the recording studio with G-Money, and I'm listening to his radio show, and he's giving me the opportunity to come on the air and tell a joke or two. So I got a joke for you, but this one isn't for kids. So if you have kids sitting in your audience, in your house, listening to the radio show, you have to excuse them for a minute while I tell this adult joke for my listening audience. Okay, I'll give you a minute to move your kids out of the earshot of the radio so that I can tell you this good, juicy joke that I got from one of my comedian friends, and I'm going to share it with you. So do 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 do. Okay, I guess that's enough time to get your kids out of the room. Okay, so sit back and listen as I tell you this joke. It goes like this. There was a man who took his father to a convalescent home, and he left him in the home, and he said, well, I'm going to leave you to meet all of the other residents of the convalescent home and for you to meet the staff and the managers and stuff, and I'll talk to you later on. And the man said, okay, son, I'll see you later. And he was around talking to everybody, socializing. Well, at night, he went to sleep. And he woke up in the morning, and his dick was hard. It was standing straight up. He had a boner. And he was laying there in the bed with a boner. And the nurse walked into the room and saw his boner. And she started sucking his dick. She was working on him, and he was like, oh, goodness, oh, this is great. And then she gave him a happy ending, and she got up and walked out the room. Well, when she left, he called his son. He said, son, I love this place. This is so good. I was sitting in my bed with a hard on, and the nurse came in and sucked my dick. She sucked me off, gave me a happy ending. And I'm really liking this place. Thank you a lot for bringing me here. And her son said, well, that's good. I'm glad you're enjoying it. All right, I'll talk to you later. And so he got off the phone, and he got dressed, and he got his walker, and he was walking down the hall of the convalescent home, and he tripped and fell in the hallway. And he was laying on the ground, but he couldn't get up. And he was laying there, and a big, buff orderly walked down the hall and saw him laying on the ground and walked over to him and pulled his pants down and fucked him in the ass. And when he finished, he put his pants back on him and stood him up by the walker, and he walked off. And the man was like, oh, my God, what just happened? So he called his son, and he said, son, you got to get me out of here. This place is crazy. They're doing all kind of crazy stuff around here. I just had a man fuck me in my ass. And his son said, well, this morning you got your dick sucked. So you got to accept the good with the bad. And it's just something you have to deal with. And he said, yeah, but, you know, I only get a hard-on every now and then. But I walk down the hall every day, and I fall 3 or 4 times a day. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, Now you know. All right, G, back to you for your show. I hope everybody enjoyed that joke, because it was a real banger. All right. Yeah, man, all right, G Money, man, that was funny, man. That man got fucked in the ass, and then he got his dick sucked. Oh, he had a good day, don't you think so? Oh, well, that's how it goes, especially when you're in a convalescent home. Anything's possible there. So, I'm going to take it back to DJ Papa D for a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left.
I like you, lady. So fine with your pretty.
My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all of his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars and they say, "Who's buying the drinks?" And they say, "Bill is." And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Junipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money. the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G Money. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So I'm glad that you joined us today for today's radio show. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. I'm G Money. Well, right now, I have a call for everybody to join my fan club. That's right, G Money's fan club. We want you to call and join the fan club. Either go to Facebook, go to StorytimeGMoney.com. No, go to Storytime with G Money, or go to my website and go to StorytimeWithGMoney.com and go look up the fan club and join the fan club. It's free to be a fan club member, and as a member, you can get access to all kinds of activities that G-Money hosts live on the media, on the social media, on the internet. Yes. We have a lot of activities, a lot of things going on. So if you join as a fan club member, you will get announcements every time we have some special activity that we're hosting on social media. You get the information sent to you, to your website, or to your Facebook page immediately. So go to Storytime with G Money, either on Facebook or go to my website at StorytimeGMoney.com and sign up for the fan club and become a member of G Money Fan Club. It pays to be a member of my fan club. All right. Well, I want to play a song for you. It's called "I Ain't Gonna Waste No More Time Waiting on You." It's my country western version of a song that I wrote. I wrote it in December of last year, but we put the music to it, and I think it's gonna be a country western hit. I think it's gonna be good for CMA, Country Music Academy. So listen to the song as we play it for your listening pleasure. So DJ Papa D, play the song for me. I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I ain't gonna wait no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. I waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I've waited for you to come to me. Going down to just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I'm sleeping in my car because you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. Sleeping in my car, if you put me out of the house, but I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack. Back a beer and I'm getting drunk, but I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you. Come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the lake in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on the lake in Henderson. I'm looking down off of Henderson. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on Summerlin, and their lights looking bright on Summerlin. I'm looking down on Summerlin. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking at Red Rock. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. The lights are beautiful. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down to the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the Henderson City. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Red Rock, and the lights on Red Rock, they're glowing so fine. I'm looking down on Red Rock. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill, that's right. I'm looking down over Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on Summerlin. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful, they look real good.
I'm G Money, the pimp cow. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
So one Christmas, I got a new bicycle, and my best friend got a new bicycle too. And so one day we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock, and I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in, and we had mass, and we got finished with the mass, and I walked out, and then I walked into the backyard behind the church, and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet. G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
You know, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G Money. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. And while we're in the house and we're listening to the activities on the radio, I want to make an announcement. I want everybody to join my fan club. That's right. G-Money's fan club. I need you to become a member of the fan club so that you can get announcements on all the activities that we have planned on social media. Yep, you go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you go to the fan club page and you sign up to be a fan club member. That's right, you be a G-Money fan. And we will send you announcements about all the activities that we have going on in our little club,
my G Money Club, I got all kind of activities going on. All right. Also, for all the ladies out there that want to be a member of G Money's Girls, yep, send me a picture from your best little photo shot, your photo set, your photo picture. Send it to me at info@gmoney.com. That's right. Send the picture of yourself to be a G Money's girl and send it to info@gmoney.com. And we're going to post your pictures all over the internet and let everybody know you're a G Money girl. And that's a good thing, baby, because G Money has beautiful girls all over the world. So, send your picture of yourself to info@gmoney.com. At G Money, at Story Time. Oh, sorry. At Story Time with gmoney.com. So send it to info@storytimewithgmoney.com. And you can also pull up storytimewithgmoney.com and you can sign up as a fan to be a G Money fan to join my fan club. And you can get all of the announcements of all the activities that we have in store for our fan club members. So, send me, sign up to be a fan on storytimewithgmoney.com. Pull up the website and you'll get the fan club page and you can fill out your information and send it to us and become a member of G Money's fan club. You'll be a G Money fan. And that way you'll get all of the announcements of all the activities that G Money has planned for all of his fans all around the world. Okay, so be a G Money girl by sending me your picture to info@storytimewithgmoney.com. That's the email address, is info@gmoneystorytimewithgmoney.com. Send me your picture, sweetheart, so you can be a G Money girl. And we'll post it so that everybody can know that you're a girl with G Money. All right. Well, I guess it's time for me to tell you a story, because I'm hosting Story Time with G Money. So now it's time for me to tell you a story. So I recorded a story for your listening pleasure. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax, because I got a real interesting story to bring to you today for your listening pleasure. So DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for my listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, when I was in L.A., I used to go, and I was working for some trading companies. I started off at Bateman, Eichler, Hill, Richards, and I left there, and I went to a trading company called Siegel Trading, and I worked at Siegel Trading for about 3 months, but my ride, he kept wanting to move and go other places. So he told me he wasn't going to work at Siegel no more. So that meant I had to go find another job when he didn't want to take me to work anymore. So we ended up going into Englewood, and we went to the front office for the Los Angeles, for the Englewood Forum, where the Los Angeles Lakers played and where the Los Angeles Kings played and the Los Angeles Lasers, which was the tennis team, and the Los Angeles indoor soccer team played in the Forum. So we went to the front office and we got jobs working as salesmen selling tickets for the events at the Forum, at the fabulous Forum in Englewood. And that was a fun job, except it was real easy to sell Laker tickets because everybody wanted Laker tickets. But once we ran out of Laker tickets, because the Forum only holds so many seats, so once we sold all the seats in the Forum, then it was time to sell the Los Angeles Kings hockey team. And that was a pretty good sale. It wasn't as easy as selling the Lakers, but everybody knew who the Los Angeles Kings were, and they were willing to buy the tickets. So it was easy to sell Kings tickets after we ran out of Lakers tickets. But when we called people and we told them we were calling from the Englewood Forum, they said, "Oh, do you have any Laker tickets?" And we'd say, "No, I'm sorry, it's all sold out. But we got Kings tickets." And people would go, "Well, I don't know. Let me think about it. Let me call you back." And they would hang up. So we really didn't have fun selling Kings tickets because it was a hard sell. You had to talk people into wanting to buy the Kings. But if you had Laker tickets, you could sell Laker tickets like that. Like right away, people wanted to buy Laker tickets. But when we ran out of Laker tickets, it was just the Kings. And then as we started running out of Kings tickets, then we really didn't have any other tickets to sell. We had the Lasers, which was the indoor tennis team, but not many people wanted tennis tickets. And then we had the indoor soccer, and not many people wanted to go to indoor soccer. So those two tickets were hard to sell. I mean, if you were a good salesman, and I was pretty good, I could sell a few Laser tickets for people that wanted to go and sit and watch the tennis matches. And I could sell a few soccer tickets for people that wanted to sit down and watch soccer. But the easiest tickets to sell were the Lakers. And then after that, it was the Los Angeles Kings. But I sold all four tickets. I was a good salesman. And when I was rolling back and forth to the fabulous Forum to go to work, I used to pass this car that was parked on the street on Crenshaw Boulevard. And I would pass it, and I saw it, and it was looking nice. It was a navy blue color, and it had four doors. And so it had a for sale sign in the window. And since I was looking for a car, I had my buddy pull over and take a look at it. So he pulled over and we got out and we walked and we looked at the car and we looked at the inside. The inside was immaculate. Oh, it was clean. No rips, no tears. The headliner, which is usually kind of messed up, was all intact. And the seats were nice. They weren't all cut up and scratched up and stuff. They were really nice. So the interior of the car was looking good. And so I looked at the outside. I walked around and looked at the tires and looked at the outside of the car. And it was nice. It had a nice paint job. So I was thinking about painting it a different color. But the color it was nice. So it was navy blue on the outside, and the inside, the interior was black with a white headliner. It was a nice car. So we rode by a few times, and we looked at it, and, you know, one day I told my buddy, when I get paid, man, I'm going to go back and buy that car. So about 3 weeks later, we got paid, and I went back to see if the car was still there. And it was. So I went and I found the owner. And I went to the door. And the sign had an address on it. The for sale sign. It had an address on the for sale sign. So I went to the address, and I knocked on the door and asked them if they were the owners of the Fiat. It was a Fiat, a four-door Fiat, and it looked like a little Mercedes or a little BMW. It was nice, and I thought it looked really sharp, and I was imagining what it would look like after I finished fixing it up. Because I like to fix up cars. They look real good if you did them right. So I had imagined what that car was going to look like. And I had dreams of what the car was going to look like. And so when I went and talked to the owner, I asked him if the car ran. And he said, yes, it runs.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over, and he runs me over, and I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. So support G Money. I'm putting it down, and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G Money. Well, I want to tell you it's been a fantastic day, and we've had a great show. So I'm sure everybody that was listening to today's show had a good time. Well, I'm not through with you yet. I still got some more songs I want you to listen to. And I got another announcement I want to make, because I want to make sure that you join G Money's fan club. Make sure you go to my Facebook and look up Storytime with G Money and pull up my Facebook information, pull up my fan club information, and become a fan. Join the fan club. Fill out the information and submit your information to be a fan in G Money's fan club. Yes, it will be well worth the activity that you're getting involved in. And if you're a beautiful girl and you want to be one of G Money's girls, go to info@storytime.com. Storytimewithgmoney.com. That's the email address to send your photo so that I can add you to my list of beautiful girls. You can be a G Money girl. And everybody can see you as I'm going to post your pictures all over the internet saying you're a G Money girl. So make sure you sign up for my fan club
so that you get all the information about the activities that I got in store for all of the members of the fan club, and make sure you sign up to be a G-Money girl. That's right. I want all the pretty girls to be my girls. Be my G-Money girls. So that's what we're talking about. All right. DJ Papa D, play another one of my songs for my listening audience. Let's see. Let's see. A song that I haven't played in a while. Let's play Family Affair. Yep, let's play Family Affair for the listening audience. Because it's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the back in the pool. I got women in my house. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round. Yeah, cause that's how kids get down. I got homeboys cooking barbecue on the grill. They're hanging out in the gym next to the pool. I got homeboys lifting weights and getting buffed. Cause that's how we do. I like to be around a lot of women. I got women, cause that's how I get down. Cooking dinners at night. And I'm feeding everybody that comes around. I'm Pete Munch. I'm so funny. I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl, come on now. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know. Girls in my neighborhood that I was real friendly with. And one of them, her name was Londia. Now, she was always home babysitting her little brother, Morris. And she would play with dolls. And I was like,
dolls? What are you playing with dolls for? And she says, well, I'm a girl. I'm supposed to play with dolls. And I was like, okay, you got all these little dolls. So what do you do with them? She said, well, they have a tea party. And she said, I got Miss Piggy. I said, okay. She said, I got Barbie. And I was like, okay. You got Kermit the Frog? You got Kim? Do you have G.I. Joe? And she says, I don't have any man dolls. And I said, what? How come you don't have no man dolls? She said, men get in the way. And her brother is sitting there, and he's looking at me like, Gregory, you really think this is fun?
G-Money presents The Dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags talking about G-Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G-Money ain't got no hoes, because if you think you're funny, I'm going to roast your butt. G-Money presents The Dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G-Money. Heard me?
I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing today? Are you enjoying today's radio show? It's an exciting opportunity sitting back listening to G-Money's radio show. It's exciting, and I know you're having a good time. And I'm not finished yet. I got some more songs to play for your listening pleasure. So, DJ Papa D, play Say My Name. Say My Name. Yes, that's a song that I put together kind of at the last minute. So I didn't really have everything together when I put together the songs. But I like the idea of having everybody say my name. So DJ Papa D played the song for my audience. Say My Name.
Say my name, 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 say my name. When you're shopping in the store, say my name, girl. When you're eating dinner at four, say my name, girl. On Sunday, say my name, girl. Say my name, cause I need blessings all around. I love you, girl. Say my name. I love you, girl. Say my name. I love you very much, girl. Say my name. Say my name. Yeah, we're walking down the street, say my name, girl. When you pray into God, say my name, girl. And you want money, say my name, girl. Say my name, cause I need blessings all around. I love you, girl. Say my name. I love you, girl. Say my name. I love you very much, girl. Say my name. Say my name. Say my name. Say my name. Say my name, girl. I'm demanding. Say my name. Say my name. I'm getting money. Say my name, girl. Say my name. Say my name. Say my name.
Yep, say my name. Yep, say my name. I know Beyonce got a song that says say my name, but that's G Money. Say my name, girl. I'm G Money. Say my name. Say my name. All right. Well, I guess it's getting close to shutdown time. So I want to play a couple of more songs before we go. So DJ Papa D, play the song about my yo-yo. Play the song about my yo-yo. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete. But between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. That's right. And I got so good at my yo-yoing. I could do three tricks. That's right. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right.
I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world, and I was yo-yoing all over the place. Every place I went, I had my yo-yo with me. And in fact, I had two or three yo-yos in case a buddy of mine wanted to yo-yo with me, and he didn't have a yo-yo. So I let him borrow one of my yo-yos. So I had a gold yo-yo, I had a green yo-yo, and then I had a butterfly yo-yo, and it was yellow. So one day, I went to the candy store, and the owner saw me with my yo-yo, and he asked me how many other kids had yo-yos. And I told him, nobody that I know of, I'm the only one with a yo-yo. I'm the yo-yo master. So he said, hey, well, maybe I can sell yo-yos in my candy store. And I said, that sounds cool. I can start a yo-yo club. And I told all of my friends that they could buy yo-yos at the candy store. And we all had yo-yos. We were going up and down the hallway from class to class. And everybody had yo-yos. And that's what I used to do. And people thought I was too big to play with a yo-yo. And I would, like, take my yo-yo everywhere with me. And when I was waiting in line, I would break out my yo-yo. And I would play with my yo-yo. And I would get a whole bunch of attention. Because people always wanted to see what I could do with my yo-yo. And I said, well, what do you want to see? You want to see my yo-yo walk the dog? Or you want to see my yo-yo go around the world? Or you want to see my yo-yo sleep? And I'll rock the cradle with it. So I had a lot of tricks. And people love to see me do my yo-yo. And they all wanted to try it. And if they decided that they really liked it, well, I'd sell them a yo-yo for $1. And we would yo-yo all the time. And I did it all the way in college. And I played with my yo-yo between classes. And I walked the dog, and I went around the world, and I rocked the cradle. All the tricks I knew I knew real good. And I did it even when I was going to college. I was really good at that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times he popped a wheelie and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch and my bike would jump out from under me and I'd fall down and the bike would bounce down the street.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, I'm G Money, and it's time for me to shut it down. The day is over, and it's time for me to go on home. I got to get out the air chair because I got to go somewhere. So let me thank my brothers for their help in putting on my radio show. Let me thank DJ Big Nasty for putting my radio show on social media so everybody can listen and follow in at the stories I'm telling. And I want to thank my studio engineer, DJ Papa D, because he, without him, the show wouldn't be possible. He plays the songs, he plays the stories, and he helps me with my jokes. So I want to thank my brothers. Thank you very much, brothers. It's a pleasure working with you. We have a tri-state production here. Because I'm in Las Vegas. My brother Big Nasty is in L.A., California. And my brother DJ Papa D is in Oakland, California. All over the place. So, it's time for me to shut it down. And I'll be back on the radio tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So, pay attention. Come and get your popcorn and get your drinks together and sit back and wait for my show. Because it's going to be another interesting day. So, I want to tell you, stay in the house. Wear a mask when you go outside. Make sure you stay social distancing of 6 feet from the person next to you and try not to walk in a crowd of 10 or more people because the virus is active and it's infecting a lot of people. And good luck with your kids in school. I hope that they're coming home and letting you know that they're wearing a mask all day and that their school classrooms aren't really crowded. I hope that's a good thing. And I hope they get computers so they can do online learning because that seems to be the next stage of education. So until tomorrow, I want to say, I'll see you tomorrow, and let's pray.
I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money. Because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom
and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.